Hello again. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, but there is no limit to how high they fly. Christina, what are today's or the latest budget kites?
Yeah, well, I think much has been reported, I think, over the last number of months. But Leo Varadkar was at a press conference today, signalling, the income tax cuts, USC, a significant one-off cost of living measures that we're going to see pre-Christmas. There's some questioning of Eamon Ryan about electricity credits. He's kind of tight-lipped on it, but indication was that, look, we're probably going to see something. Will it be one or two? Will it be 150 euro? Will it be 200? All that's still to be trashed
out. Excise, of course.
Excise, yeah. Leo Varadkar was, particularly mentioned that, diesel and energy costs were still significantly high, he said, and people could expect some help with that. And we have obviously the excise restoration, which is meant to be kicking in at the end of October, and look like it's been pretty much, I think, well signalled by Michael McGrath and multiple ministers and the Taoiseach at this stage that they're reminded not to bring that in at the end of October, seeing as most people will see at the petrol pumps we're hovering up near 2 euro on the diesel pump. So look, I don't see that being an issue come the end of October, which could be welcome to some, but we'll see how the Greens feel about it at the end of the day as well.
Right, all those kites, Barry Cowan, what's your favourite colour when you're telling that to Michael McGrath?
It's very simple, really. It hasn't changed the summer economic statement. It's a 6.4 billion package, 1.1 billion in relation to taxation, effectively meaning no tax, no wage increase will amount to a tax increase. 5.3 billion extra in relation to core spending. But within that, there's a cost to stand still. There's a cost associated with the public pay talks. There's a cost associated with a health overrun, which might have recurring elements to it. And then thereafter, you have to prioritise where you want to spend the money in relation to core spending. The priorities I expect would be childcare, disabilities, pensions, carers and education. Then in relation to windfall taxes, which is the only thing that's changed since this summer economic statement, is they've levelled off. The global slowdown would indicate that that's not going to be as buoyant as it was in the past. However, there is capacity for 4 billion spending in relation to one-off payments to help households, to help businesses in relation to energy, heating, transport, education fees. Right. And then, there will be detail of the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which will find a mechanism and a vehicle to invest those buoyant receipts of the past and hopefully some into the future, with a view to making them more consistent in relation to capital spend and national development plan augmentation in the years forward. And, right. And again, sure, 2.25 billion held back for improving the national development plan spending by 6 to 10% over the next four years. So that's the budget, as quick as you're going to get it, and that's all that'll be contained within it. And anybody who tells you there's anything, more, people to my right or left, what they're doing is they need to be straight with the people. Are they going to raise taxes, or are they going to borrow more? And they're borrowing more against the background of increased interest rates, which we can least afford.
All right. But I think one to keep an eye on for people at home is the childcare aspect. It was promised by Roderick O'Gorman that there'd be a 50% cut over two consecutive budgets. That seems to be wavering somewhat.
25% has been done, and there's a question over how the next 25%, if the next 25% is going to be done.
Roderick O'Gorman is meeting Pascal Donoghue, I believe, tomorrow, where I've been told he's been going to push hard to get a significant cut. Whether that meets, the 25%, which was promised, is another thing. But I think a lot of parents and families at home were kind of relying on that, seeing as they were talking about it last year, and it'll be somewhat of a disappointment, I think, to people if that's not reached.
All right. I think in every childcare facility they have circle time where people can sit around and trash out their issues. Maybe they'll be having that tomorrow, and hopefully it'll result in a happy song. Pat Daly, you're launching your alternative budget tomorrow. What can we expect?
Well, of course, there will be certain things in it that you will not be surprised to hear. We want to put a month's rent back into renters' pockets and ban rent increases. But our priority is obviously going to be the biggest issue that is in the state at the moment, and that is the housing crisis. And it's not just homelessness. I was at an event recently where kind of a family reunion, but there was nobody there in their 20s because they were all gone to Australia. So you have an issue with people who are homeless?
Nobody.
What's your net spending
in our group? Gotcha. So there was all the people in the 20s were in Perth, in Melbourne, and mostly kind of living close enough to each other, and their parents were going over to see them. But you have homelessness, you have people 14 years still on the waiting list. So we're obviously going to be
planning
having
planning development amendment. We'll do a lot to address the logjam that exists.
Social and affordable homes. That's we're still catching up on
big capital spending. Then,
what's the net increase in spending by Sinn Féin, where they in government, compared to the 6.1% that the government is proposing?
Well, you're going to see all of that tomorrow if you come out to the.
I'll wait because, as I said to you, anything in excess of that will require increased taxes or increased borrowing.
We also want to reduce bills and keep them low when they are reduced.
Colin Verity, what do you want to see, and what kites do you like?
Well, in general terms, we want to see a short-term, medium-term and long-term objective. Short-term, to get people over the winter, particularly over the next 12 months, so the cost of living. Secondly, then, from a medium-term point of view, we want to continue to see investment in infrastructure. And then thirdly, most importantly, the Rainy Day Fund, we need to put money in there. We can see the world economy. Yeah. The world economy is starting to turn. And the last thing we want is to bring in cutbacks in a few years' time. We've seen that before. We need to have a rainy day fund that can smoothen out the next recession or downturn, and that we can protect the most vulnerable.
All right.
That's the prudent, sensible, rational thing to do.
Somebody texting us in to say the real story today is the fall in corporation tax for the second month in a row. Is the Sovereign Wealth Fund big enough to cover any the expenditure commitments that have been made in any downturn, Barry Cowan?
Yeah, definitely. As I said to you, you know, there's quite a lot more available than will be provided in the budget by virtue of the fact that we have to learn from the past that you cannot use infrequent receipts for permanent spending reasons. And, you know, 2.25 billion augmentation of the development plan over the next 4 years, 4 billion in one-off payments, 12 billion in one-off payments last year. We couldn't have done that without prudent management of the economy, and we want to ensure that that's the case into the future. Well, you mean your excess this year was in the region of 20-odd billion, you know?
That's not even the health budget.
That's not even the health budget, no, but that will be available in the event of a downturn over the coming years, and if it's wisely invested in a way in which we can help in relation to infrastructure development, which is something we couldn't do in previous downturns, and we want to make provision to do so in upcoming downturns should they materialise. But yes, of course, there is a recognition that there's a global downturn, there is a recognition that interest rates are rising, and anybody who wishes to go beyond the 6.1% net spend, as I said to you, must be straight and honest with the people, and the commitments they are making on a daily basis have to be costed and have to be accounted for. And the only way that can be done is by spending infrequent receipts in such a way, or they have to borrow at excessive prices in relation to rates, or they have to increase taxes, and they have to be straight and honest with the people. If that's what they want to do, so be it, but let the people decide thereafter.
I just want to go to another comment from a listener. On Gardaí and Defence Forces, the elephant in the room is the changes in pensions that have taken place over the last 15 or so years. There are many others as well. Morale, non-in-house specialists running the show who know nothing about policing in the military, says a texter called John. Pardaley, can you see though any of those concerns being addressed in your alternative budget tomorrow?
Well, in relation to the Garda pension issue, that's tied in with pensions across and pay across the board, and that's
provision within the budget next week for public pay.
Yeah. Right.
And mortgage interest relief, the other issue that has been raised by Sinn Féin over the last while, do you think that'll feature heavily, and if so, to what extent?
Well, in our alternative budget, first of all, we've seen all the mortgage hikes over the last year or so. We are going to extend and increase the bank levy, and that's going to raise about 400 million that the banks can't be getting away with, and all the various vulture funds that are in there. We've been asking for this mortgage interest relief for a long time now. I think the government are going to do what we've been asking them to do for a long time.
There are some noises to that effect, Christina Finn, aren't there? That's an initial flat-out no on comparisons to the size of bills in other countries and comparisons with the UK in particular. It seems that there's a bit more openness to it now, is there?
Yeah, it seems to be a bit more targeted, though. I believe Heather Humphrey, Social Protection Minister, has been working with Michael McGrath on that in terms of very targeted mechanism that would see people that are getting like extremely high mortgage interest rates, you know, that they'll be the ones that will be available. So you're talking about people perhaps that are within vulture funds that are, you know, unable to switch, that they're facing, you know, up to 8% to 10% Interest rate. So, you know, I think it's going to be a lot more targeted than across the board.
All right. In a word, Barry Cowan, can you see that forming part of the mix on budget day?
Whether it's part of the mix on budget day, it is part of the mix in relation to a suite of measures to help and assist those who are most impacted by that. And I think Christina is right. It's to be targeted to those that are adversely affected and don't have the opportunities that others have to move their mortgage and attract better rates.
All right, well, people can get out their cards and play Barry Cowan budget bingo next week to see if everything that you've said there is all going to be in it. But that's all we have time for this evening.